There we go. This Bill McGuire almost had an accident.
You know, we have to be careful. The executive directors of the Better Business Bureau, you know, sometimes they end up in water-filled ditches with their trucks. That's Lake Larry, Lake Lightfoot that we had back there. Say, somebody ran a stop sign, did they?
Yeah, yeah, well, sort of.
Okay, I know how that can be. All right, here we go. This is from the Philadelphia Inquirer this morning. Obit, Johnny Jack Jones of Glenside, died on Saturday, November 3rd. Yada, 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 yada. Jack enjoyed cars and IndyCar racing. Great movie trivia buff. Veteran of the U.S. Navy, serving time from 1969 to 1973. Funeral services and terminal will be held privately. In lieu of flowers, in his honor, go see the new James Bond movie.
Wow.
That's what it said in the obit. There you go. The obit. Yeah. Good for him. why not, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Be the first on your block.
That's right. Jet-setting businessmen who want to communicate with their Japanese associates but don't want to take the time to actually learn Mandarin are in luck.
Japanese people don't speak Mandarin.
They sure don't.
Did I say Japanese?
Yeah.
I meant Chinese. I'm sorry. Well, there may be some Japanese people.
I bet you some of them do.
That's right. Yeah, well, okay.
U.S. Americans speak other languages.
Dang straight. Microsoft Research did them a solid by inventing a machine that converts spoken English into Mandarin in near real time. Not only that, but it outputs the Mandarin in a tone that sounds remarkably similar to the original speaker's voice.
No kidding.
Yep, apparently so. So there you go. They're having their very own Mandarin interpreter. You know, you bring it in, I guess, set it down right there. Set the machine, maybe your laptop. I'm not sure how that works.
That is very cool.
Yep. The hope is that in a few years, you'll be able to break down all language barriers between people.
So it's like the Babel fish.
Yeah, Rosetta.
Excuse me?
The Babel fish. You put a Babel fish in your ear, and then you can understand all the languages. You know, what? Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, it's another.
I forgot.
It's another Benism. Oh, Ben had to be here to translate that. Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
No, I've seen the movie. Okay, I just forgot that's what it was called.
I'm a nerd and I can't hide it.
Well, the thing is, see, Kevin's he's older than you, so he's had more things come into his brain. That's why the babblefish has kind of been marginalized. Hello.
I thought the language was called Mandolin. They just pronounced it Mandarin.
Yeah, that's
it. Oh, ouch.
Oh. That's not light. That's not light.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. Bill McGuire's here this morning from the Better Business Bureau. Hi there.
Now, how do you follow that?
Yeah, I know. That's what's fun. You never know. You know, you don't have to worry. We're not playing Trace Atkins this morning. So
politically inappropriate.
Yeah, that's very true.
24 right. hours a day.
So what's going on?
Well, you know, Christmas ads are everywhere now.
Yeah, they've already started, haven't they?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And so the BBB would like to at least start talking about that puppy that you parents are thinking about purchasing for Christmas to put under the tree when the kids come downstairs or come out of their bedrooms wide-eyed.
Yeah.
They're saying that might not be the best time to spring a new member to the family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of emotion goes into picking out a puppy, and with emotions high and priorities stretched, giving a puppy as a present during the holidays can be stressful for both you and the new pet.
Sure.
And so the BBB has teamed up with the American Kennel Club to kind of warn you about that kind of thing. If you really want to get the family a new pet, best thing to do is get a gift voucher and present that under the tree. It's a little safer. And then the whole family can go pick out the pet together. Okay? So AKC and the BBB are also giving you tips on watching out for scammers who, you know, they change with the seasons, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And don't fall victim to a puppy scammer. Don't become emotionally invested in buying a puppy. Now, this just happened to my son.
A puppy scammer?
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll choose anything. Now, I've got to tell you, this just happened to my son. Okay. He almost fell prey to this. He was dealing with someone that his mother turned him on to. Mm-hmm. Guy said he was, through email, the guy said that he was located in Bridge City.
Okay.
That he uses a courier service all the time. And so you know, I kept telling Sean, hey, you know, now that I'm with the BBB, I know all these things, right. So be very careful. And Sean kept saying, well, I'm not going to get hurt, Dad. You know, I'm not paying for a dog that shows up if they don't look right and all that. And I said, well, you better look for the hidden gotchas. Well, finally, the guy told him, well, you'll have to pay up front for the courier service. And that's when he finally realized that Dad knew what the heck he was talking about. So be careful with that. Always check credentials of the breeder or the shelter, you know, wherever you're getting your puppy from. Ask the breeder if he's a member of the American Kennel Club, and then you can check their membership through their service. Do not support puppy mills unless you can visit the actual breeding facility before the purchase and bring your puppy home personally. Do not purchase a puppy from a website. Don't be fooled when there's a well-designed website. Anybody can do one, obviously. And if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Beware of scammers who offer to rehome their purebred puppy in exchange for transportation or vaccination fees. That is sounding too good to be true.
Yep.
For more information on this, contact us at 260-2222, and hopefully we can save you from falling prey to scams over the Christmas season.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's it. Let's and kind of as a preemptive strike so people understand, I mean, What the Better Business Bureau oftentimes does is mediate when a consumer is not pleased. Understand that people are in business for a profit, and they will, as long as it is within reason, they don't want you to be a dissatisfied customer.
Exactly.
But I think the customer needs to understand that you need to be reasonable in your requests, too.
Right, right. It's a two-way street.
Yeah, yeah. And as we get on toward the holiday season and emotions run high, any number of things can happen. But that's what the BBB is here for every day as well.
Right. And when you're out there doing your Christmas shopping, you want to check a store's layaway plans. They do have them, but sometimes the small print can get you. Mm-hmm. So you got to read carefully, and also read about what a store's return policy is, because that's very important too.
Know that ahead of time. Bill McGuire here from the Better Business Bureau, and he's here on Alternate Mondays on News Talk 1620.